Hey, co-op listeners, this is Lynn Coles here with Co-op Radio's In Touch Interviews. We are talking with community leaders and organization administrators from around Central Texas whose community groups or nonprofit organizations are doing good work to help make sure that their neighbors and families and friends are stable and operating with stability during the COVID crisis. And the Austin Empty Bowl Project has been a major player in food security in Central Texas for a long time. And I'm really, really excited today to talk with Ost Halter, who is the co-director of the Austin Empty Bowl Project. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having us.
Definitely. Let's start at the beginning. What's your background with the Austin Empty Bowl Project? How long has the organization been around? What's the general mission?
I think this is our 24th year.
24.
And I've been with it from the start. Started at Clayways Pottery Studio and Gallery. I was a student and then studio manager there. We all just kind of pitched in, got the idea to do this Empty Bowl Project. It's something that is going on all over. It has been since the early 90s. All over the United States, it's even gone international. They have them all over the world.
Okay.
It's just an idea.
Yeah.
That potters have taken up to raise funds for food banks and food pantries. So we thought that was a terrific idea, and we jumped in. Made a bunch of bowls the first year. We made 600 bowls, and
wow.
They all got sold, and we thought, well, heck, we'll do this again. And the next year, it was double, and then it tripled. You know, it just snowballed. Now we have literally thousands of bowls every year that people can choose from.
And how does it work?
People come in. We've got a big, huge room, several tables full of bowls. We have to replenish the tables as the day goes on. But, you know, they're probably 800 bowls out at a time. People come in and they pick out a bowl or two or three. They can take as many as they want. They pay for the bowls and then they get soup. And we have 30-odd restaurants that donate soup, maybe 8 heated at a time. And so you get to select from several different soups and get some bread from some of the finest bakeries in town. And then go into another room, sit down, and enjoy your lunch while there's live music playing. We've had some of the best singer-songwriters around serenading you as you eat your soup over the years.
Right.
It's really pretty mellow. There are a lot of people there, but everybody's just doing very basic stuff like eating and and listening to music and chatting. We've got a big, huge soup pot that people get inside to get their picture taken. And we've got a silent auction where there are things donated by potters and restaurants and anybody who's associated with us. It's a lot of fun, and we're going to miss it this year. I have pictures popping up on my Facebook memory thing that remind me of all those fun gatherings for the years that we've had. And we're going to miss it. The day of is such a rush. So much fun to see all these people come in and they're all excited and they're having so much fun finding the perfect bowl and they're chatting about which one they found to their friends. That's not going to happen, but we're going to
adjust, right? Power through anyways.
Yep.
So you mentioned that the Austin Empty Bowl Project is part of a concept that's been around for a while. Normally they would go into a physical space, right? And they would pick out a bowl and then they would be able to take that to a restaurant.
They don't go to a restaurant. They go at the Empty Bowl event itself. There is soup.
Okay. Gotcha.
After they pay for their bowl, they get in line at one of the soup tables and they get some soup and then they sit down and eat lunch and listen to music.
Gotcha.
But all of that happens in one spot.
In one space, right. How are people participating in the online event this year?
This year, we are, because of COVID, we couldn't have a big gathering. So we figured, well, we'll do what we can online. So we created this online store on our website.
Yeah.
And we have t-shirts and tote bags and cookbooks. And we have an online concert. We had an online cooking show. And then we have just the option to donate.
Right.
We are a 501c3, so donations are tax deductible.
Awesome.
The t-shirt for the last several years has been designed by Sam Hurt, the guy who did iBeam.
Okay.
Which you might be familiar with.
Yeah.
He's an Austin cartoonist. And he comes up with the most fabulous designs every year. We're just amazed
right.
by what he can do. So this year's, I'm wearing it right now. It's a great shirt. Got a bunch of vegetables and fruits and cheese and stuff are lined up they all have arms and legs.
Yeah.
And they're all lined up and they're all wearing masks. And on the other side of the cordoned off section is the empty bowl. And he's kind of looking longingly at these vegetables.
Right.
To show the haves and the have nots. You're supposed to take your bowl home with you after you have lunch, and it reminds you that others have empty bowls.
Right.
Do what you can to help fill those empty bowls that are in other parts of your community.
My coworker for this show has spoken so highly of the Empty Bowl Project and really speaks with like a wonderful nostalgia about the amount of Empty Bowl Project bowls that he has around his house. It's like a collector's item.
Right. Yeah, and they're all different. We have a lot of people donate bowls.
Yeah.
We have professional potters. We have studios. Then we have individual people who aren't really living off of their potter income. Mostly they're just hobbyists.
Yeah.
They come up with the most amazing designs, and they're one of a kind. A lot of people go to it wanting that one of a kind bowl.
Right.
They want that bowl that nobody else is ever going to have.
Right.
And they're pretty obvious when you see them. Yeah, it's fun. It's fun. And I need another bowl. Like I need a hole in the head, you know, because I'm a
right.
And I've got tons of bowls, and I don't usually get one every year just because I'm running out of space.
Yeah.
But every once in a while I see one and I have to have it.
You're like, this speaks to me. Special. Yeah.
You know, it's really unique. So I, every once in a while, get one too, even though I should hold myself back.
The online benefit concert this year is, how did you guys find the musicians who are going to participate?
We have, over the years, always had musicians play at the event.
Right.
We've got Betty Sue, she's coordinating all this, and she'll be playing. She's played for us, and Jeff Plankenhorn, who has played for us and also does a lot of fundraising for the food bank in other venues in town. Terry Hendricks and Lloyd Maines have played for us before, and he's gotten the Dixie Chicks to sign bowls for the auction, plus they've played. And then Susan Gibson has played for us. Carolyn Wonderland has played for us. Mm-hmm. Shelley King, Bonnie Whitmore, Jamie Harris.
Yeah.
And Ordinary Elephant is playing for us. I think that's the only group that hasn't actually played for us at the event. So all these people have a connection with us in the past. And
right.
Betty Sue, who is so talented, she's decorated bowls for us, and they're absolutely gorgeous. She's
wow.
really good
yeah.
at music and 2D art. She's just really generous with her time, and she's got a lot of energy. So she's been putting this all together.
Wow. For co-op listeners, the event will be over by the time they hear this interview, but will there be a recording or anything afterwards? I'm just curious to know if people can check it out after the events actually happened.
It might be available. I wish I had an answer for you on that.
I want to clarify just to be sure. Is the food bank that the Austin Empty Bowl Project donates to with the contributions from community members, or is it a collection of organizations?
It's basically two.
Okay.
The food bank and Meals on Wheels.
Meals on Wheels. Okay.
Both of those organizations have a children's program.
Right.
Kids Cafe for the food bank, and Meals on Wheels has meals for kids.
Okay.
And what they do is they feed kids after school. They have tutoring, a safe place to stay for kids who would go home to an empty home or apartment after school. They can be there with adults who can help them with their homework and get a hot meal at the end of the day. And of course, school being what it is in 2020,
right.
The food bank and Meals on Wheels have had to shift gears. We are still donating to both of them because they still both have big needs.
What do you guys do throughout the year?
We make bowls. We make a lot of bowls. And we also touch base with our sponsors.
Mm-hmm.
And we do have a number of sponsors. We have media sponsors, and we have pottery sponsors. We have business sponsors. Normally, we have to make sure that we have sponsorships so that we can cover the expenses. We've always been able to say that all of the money raised goes to Meals on Wheels and Central Texas Food Bank. And we've always gotten enough sponsorship money to cover expenses so we can say that. So we really are grateful to these people. You know, we're a 501c3, but we're an all-volunteer 501c3. Nobody gets paid.
Gotcha.
So all of the musicians donate completely. They're not getting paid. The chefs aren't getting paid. The potters aren't getting paid, which is pretty cool.
Definitely just so many people coming together, which is just such a big issue right now, given the COVID crisis, given that people are experiencing job losses and income decreases in their households, things like Central Texas Food Bank and many of the food banks across the city of Austin are seeing such an increase in the amount of people who are coming by to access grocery boxes and produce that have never been to a food pantry before.
Exactly. In March, the demand at the food bank went up 200%.
Right.
200%. You know, it's mind-boggling. They've shifted to a 24/7 work schedule there. They've got people working every day around the clock to keep up with it. It's just amazing. I have so much admiration for those guys. I mean, they were working hard before, and now they're doing double time. So they're also 25% of kids in Central Texas are food insecure. So,
Did you say 25%
of Central Texas kids. It's something that in a country that has the resources we have, that's just, I don't know.
It's pretty tragic. Yeah, absolutely. What are you guys looking at for the future, maybe? I imagine there's always been somewhat of an online component to the Austin Empty Bowl Project annual event. Do you think there will continue to be one in the future?
I've been talking to people about next year, and there's a chance we'll have to have a different event next year as well, depending on how quickly the vaccine can get distributed and all that. There are things that we have done this year because we had to.
Right.
We probably wouldn't have tried, but we went ahead and, okay, we've got to do it this way.
Yeah.
So one of the things we do is we have this wonderful lady, Nancy Elder, who makes a quilt. She's made a quilt for us for the last 16 years.
Oh, wow.
And it's an amazing art quilt. And it always has to do with empty bowls. Her quilt, usually most of the tickets are sold as people are waiting in line to get in.
Okay.
She and her husband and her daughter go through the line and they get people to get quilt tickets and then it gets raffled off. Well, we couldn't do that this year, so we sold tickets online and we're going to have a digital drawing. I didn't even know that existed, but my younger family members, my niece said, oh, you don't have to. I thought I was going to have to write tickets for everybody who bought a ticket online. She said, no. That can be done digitally. You can put it all in an Excel file, and then there's this software that selects the name. Poor 72-year-old grandma doesn't know that. I didn't know you could do that. So that's what we're doing. And I'm thinking, man, that is brilliant, because what happens is people don't want to fill out 25 tickets. But if they can just give you $25 and have you put their name in 25 times for the selection, that's easy peasy. So we'll probably do that again.
Yeah, that's awesome. And I love how you worded it. I found a way because you had to. And I feel like there are so many organizations that are doing that right now that are just figuring it out.
Yeah. And I think selling t-shirts online is another thing that is not a bad idea, because, I mean, we can still sell them at the event, but selling them online gives somebody in New York a chance to buy a cool Sam Hurt t-shirt.
Yeah.
We never did that before.
Right.
So I think there's some of these things we'll keep online and keep digital, just because it lets more people participate.
Yeah.
It'll raise more money for the beneficiaries.
I would love for listeners to just go to the Austin Empty Bowl Project website. And the bowls that artists have created for the Austin Empty Bowl Project are incredible. They're so unique. There's such wonderful art pieces, in addition to being a reminder of people who don't have the same kind of security. They're just they're really, really beautiful pieces at the same time.
There are two of them that have the coronavirus on them.
The ball with the little extendy things out the side of it.
Exactly.
Oh my gosh, right.
Yeah, one of our potters decorated two bowls with the coronavirus. She's a veterinarian, and so she's into viruses,
Right.
And I've been making jokes about how you probably should disinfect the bowl with rubbing alcohol before you eat out of it.
Right.
I mean, both of those bowls have really high bids on them. No surprise.
Oh my gosh. That's so funny. Just another reminder of the weirdness of 2020, but what a great keepsake too.
Yeah.
Well, Aust, thank you so much for sharing your mission and your vision and the future of the Austin Empty Bowl Project. I just want to say for listeners, in order to support the Central Texas Food Bank and Meals on Wheels through the Austin Empty Bowl Project, the website is austinemptybowl.org. And after the event is over, Aust, are people able to donate just via website?
Absolutely. We have a donate button on there year-round, and we welcome any funds because what we do is basically increase that. Get clay, we make bowls, and the bowls sell, so
yeah,
your money gets matched in clay.
Right, in clay. Then also in the work in food security that the Austin Empty Bowl Project contributes to. Gets matched in clay and also in food for people who are hungry.
Yep.
I'm really grateful again for your time, Aust. And we can't wait to share this interview with listeners and share the mission of the Austin Empty Bowl Project. And hopefully the co-op community will come out and purchase some bowls from you guys and make sure that your work in order to support the Central Texas Food Bank and Meals on Wheels and people experiencing food insecurity in Central Texas goes a long way.
Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. We'll also link the Austin Empty Bowl Project website on the Co-op Radio website. Do let us know in the future if you guys end up doing anything event-wise throughout the year. We'd love to share information with Co-op listeners.
Wonderful. Thank you.
You're welcome.